You know the national news. Now we'll give you Tuesday's local news on the real Niagara Radio. Weatherman says cloudy and warmer today, high near 50 degrees. Then expect some rain tonight, possibly mixing with some snow flurries. Temperatures dipping down to about 40 degrees. A mix of off and on rain and snow for the next couple of days. 1 to 2 inches expected, and then it'll get colder again in this up and down weather pattern. Topping Tuesday's local news, police are investigating a break-in at 18th and Linwood Avenue, where a woman sleeping in bed was awakened early in the morning when she felt something brush against her leg. The woman woke up and found a man standing next to her bed. She then became hysterical and chased him out of the house. He was last seen spotted running from the scene. Authorities said the victim wasn't injured, and that intruder apparently pushed in an already boarded up door on the rear of the house to get in. Police said that woman remained too upset to give them any details on the burglary, and detectives are searching video in the area to see if they could spot that intruder. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. The appliance repairman who comes to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Trouble is, you don't know when you're going to need Chris Moore. When you need an appliance repaired, that's the time. So if it happens to you, have his number. Put it in your cell phone, 523-5911. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. A $35 service call plus parts and labor, and your problems are solved with Chris Moore. And the news brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 887th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned pharmacies that treat you like a special customer, because to them, you are. Get details or call them to get your prescription switched over to them for free winter delivery by calling 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. In other news, the strike by prison guards in the state continues today, with thousands of guards and their supporters converging on Albany to protest the conditions in the prisons that the workers say are unsafe. The state is encouraging the guards to return to work and have made some concessions, but the union says that's not good enough. They say they won't quit until the prison workers are safe and protected. So far, about 8 guards have been fired by the state, and the health care of other workers not returning to work are expected to be canceled soon. But the guards say they won't give up, even with both sides saying they're still looking for a solution to the strike that state officials have termed illegal. Although those differences continue, both sides say negotiations will continue. A number of cars damaged or entered overnight in the city, among them on Crescent Drive. A person who parked his 02 Chevrolet truck in the driveway woke up to find 4 tires slashed. Damage set at $800. No suspects could be named in that case. Other damage on Crescent Drive was reported earlier in the week. In the 500 block of 3rd Street, a car parked in an alley there was entered. A passport, a checkbook, and some $40 earrings were taken. No forced entry on that vehicle. Police looking into that theft. And at Buffalo Avenue and 81st Street, a vehicle parked in an apartment lot was missing a rear license plate when the owner found it. Police are now looking into that missing plate, which has now been placed on the stolen list. And officers are wondering what unregistered vehicle that'll turn up on next. Well, some honest citizen in Wheatfield on Cayuga Drive called the sheriff's department to report that they found a cell phone laying on their property. The Good Samaritan said the phone was black with a Halloween theme on it, and it was in a black case. That cell phone couldn't be turned on to check to see who the owner might be or what their phone number was. So the finder turned it over to the sheriff's department for safekeeping. The deputy said, if you're the owner, call them and identify it, and you can claim it. And sheriff investigators are looking into the case of a Wilson resident receiving a W-2 tax form for a job that he said he never had. The man said he received the paperwork, complete with his identity, address, and Social Security number, stating that he had earned $92,000 last year on a job in the town of Porter. Now he says he was expected to file a tax return on it. The only problem is, he said, he's on disability and hasn't and can't work. He said he couldn't figure out who was using his identity, so he turned the matter over to deputies who are now investigating that fraudulent tax paper. If it happens in your neighborhood, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. And remember, you can keep your golfing form all winter long by playing on the same golf simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in Niagara Falls. For information or to book your next tee time, call them at 285-0610. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. And now, by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook just by entering niagaradio.net. Local news first, factual and free, right here, no matter how big or small, on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.